circa.
Hit me worka. Hit me again, Spadoni.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, speaking of circa, did you hear about our boy, Derek Stevens?
Tell me about it.
Do you know who Derek Stevens is?
The head of the circuit, damn. I thought we were going to see him this year. But anyway, you always ruin something. Go ahead. And I'm the best chair dancer at the station. Go ahead.
I'm going to throw it to Evan for the details because he brought it to my attention. Scuba!
Well, yeah, so you remember the UNLV story about the Scuba, the quarterback that was, suing UNLV for not getting the $100,000 that allegedly he was promised?
Us three at the cafeteria had an in-depth conversation about it.
We did, and it's a fascinating story that is apparently still ongoing because our friend at Circa, CEO Derek Stevens, offered to front the $100,000 to keep Scuba at UNLV. Now, unfortunately, it had already gone in such a poor direction that they didn't take the money and the quarterback's gone. But he tried to step up and be Superman himself.
I love that. He's that guy. He joined us, Donnie. D. Stevens.
Yeah, but he couldn't afford to get us down there this year, apparently.
It might have been us.
Stevens.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they didn't have the whatever.
By the way, what's his name? Scuba?
Something like that.
My sources are saying he's not even a pro prospect.
Oh, dude.
Man. That's what my source is. He's not even a pro prospect.
Matthew Sluka.
Sluka. Okay.
No, Salukis, like Illinois. Is it Illinois State? The Salukis. Bradley? Is it Bradley?
Oh, I want to say.
Is it where Walt Frazier went to school? Illinois State?
Walt!
Illinois is the Fighting Illini.
Who's got the Salukis? Starts on the E?
Salukis.
Yeah. Who's got it?
Well, that's a nasty name, too. Hey,
that's Southern Illinois.
Look at him. Evan.
Saluki is a dog.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a little dog? I think it's... No. No. What? Give me a mascot of a small dog. There's no, the San Diego Pinchers.
I was going to say Wiener Schnitzel.
Triple A affiliate of the Padres.
What is it?
El Paso Chihuahua.
And there you go.
I'll bet you there.
Bang!
Are they any good?
You took an L.
Well, the Padres have a top three farm system in Major League Baseball.
You asked a question, we gave you the answer. Chihuahua. Thanks, Evan. You got to like that.
That's a minor league team.
That's true.
Right, and they use gimmicks. Like that. Did you hear about the Savannah Bananas?
That's not the same.
They're playing in football stadiums. Wow. Saluki's an Egyptian hunting dog.
Wow, I didn't know.
According to the 408.
They look kind of gross.
They're nasty.
I'm excited, Stoney.
They can run
that. Why now?
We got game 5 tonight, Sun versus Lynx. Got that. NBA preseason hoop, and then football in 2 days.
Can you name me one player on each team?
See, I'm just not doing... Hey, Evan! Collier! She's my favorite player in the WNBA.
Who?
From Minnesota, Nefisha. Yeah!
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Come on, man. Who? I'm not going to... I don't...
Yeah.
You insult my intelligence.
No, Taurasi.
Well, no, she's on. She's eliminated.
Oh boy.
Yeah, she's on the Phoenix team.
It's good knowledge, guys.
By the way, the Niners could use a Saluki.
What's that? Collier.
Niners could use a Saluki. Just because they got no speed.
As I get one right, nobody wants to talk about it.
That's good hot take on the game tonight.
What?
Okay, 5.
Oh, dude, they go to the finals if they win.
Yeah.
You watching 5 p.m.?
No, I'm not.
Then the preseason basketball.
Why would I watch?
Why can't Warriors play tomorrow?
You can't name a player on either team. Why would I watch?
I just said Nefisha Collier.
Okay.
Clean your ears out. She's arguably the best player in the game. You didn't see her in the Olympics?
Okay.
Mouth?
Asia Wilson on the phone, Mouth.
Yeah, she out to.
Please.
You can have her. I'm taking Collier.
She stinks.
Please. You see her numbers?
No, I didn't. What are they? What are
in
her numbers
series.
Like? Okay, what are they like?
25, 11, and 5.
No chance. They
Dude,
don't
they
play a long enough
it.
Game for no. to accumulate that many stats.
Wait. You said what? Is that why you knew a player on the team?
No, because it's my prize picks, Mouth, Baby Mouth. Nefisha Collier over 6.5 rebounds.
Sorry, you just said you
so
saw it on TV.
She's averaging 11 rebounds, but her number's at 6.5?
No, she had 11 rebounds the last game. to the prop is 6.5.
You don't sound six, very is more informed. Than six.
No, because Evan's trying to get in on this and he threw me off.
She had 13.
Right, and the prop tonight mouth is 6.5.
Yeah, sure it is.
So I said she's going to have more. It's not predict the exact amount. She had 11 last game.
Yeah, well, I got to believe she's going to get more than six.
Well, okay.
See? You see, yeah, you're starting to get it.
No.
After 7 years.
You didn't even know the game was on.
You're right. I didn't. Relax.
You told me that this morning. I needed that.
Oh, man. Let's go to, we got Sounds of the Week coming up in 7 minutes. It's fast becoming one of our most popular segments. Brett's in Walnut Creek. Brett's saying the 49ers are fat. What's up, Brett?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, guys, what's going on?
Hey,
I was a little concerned with about the news of the day there. I was waiting for, we're going to get the highlights from World Tag Association here. We're talking WNBA. Let's think about the Niners here. Here's I think something that no one is talking about.
All right,
and it's this: I don't think the Niners are very well conditioned. I don't think they're in shape. Because here's why: they start out great. Their defenses, they push, they go, and this hasn't been a trend just for like the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. This has been a trend for the last couple seasons. They cannot finish a game. Why can they not finish a game? Because when you're mentally tired, you're physically tired, you make mistakes.
Yep.
You have penalties. You fumble the ball. You throw interceptions. I mean, the Niners scored 0 points and didn't punt the ball in the second half. I mean, you know why you do that?
Wow.
Because you're not in shape. You know when you're not in shape, what do? You can't run the ball and pound the ball down someone's throat. Because that's what you should do when you're in shape, because you impose your will on the other team. When you're not in shape, you got to do these little gimmicks. Oh, no, we can't do that. And you can't tackle. You can't cover. You get beat long. That, I mean, I don't know where we're missing it, but our conditioning, our coaching, and then our ability to close has not been there. The Chiefs, I'm going to give the exact example of the opposite.
Yep.
They're not more physical than the Niners, but you know what they do? They close. They make the play when they need to make the play. They make the tackle when they need to make the tackle. They make the reception when they need to. They don't drop the ball, fumble the ball, make the mistake. The Niners, I don't know it. And again, I this is just me, who's a fan who doesn't know jack crap about conditioning. But it seems that they're a little tired and slow in the second half. Because they ain't getting it done. They're not making adjustments. They're not making the coaching adjustments. Thanks. And they're not physical.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate the call. I mean, the bottom line is...
Because I got two players' names for the Chiefs.
You've lost 14-point lead to 13-point lead in the second half. Maybe you're getting tired. It's possible.
Yeah, and they got Mahomes. I'm talking about the Chiefs. They got closers on both sides to show up. Mahomes and Chris Jones. And we got Bosa, who gets water a lot on the sideline.
What does that mean?
He's on the sideline getting water, so to speak to the
condition. 107 at Levi's.
No, I'm not.
Should
just
trying to play games, without getting water?
Other games. But, man, I don't know. And Purdy's trying to get to Mahomes status. Had a chance.
Telmo's in the city. Well, he's going to have to win 3 Super Bowls. Telmo is in the city. What's up, Telmo? How you doing, buddy?
What's up? Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
So I'm sitting here listening to all of this, and, yeah, there's stuff that, you know, I think Kyle could have been better. I think there's a lot of things that could have been better. If you look at all 3 games that they lost, there was one huge defensive lapse that led to a play, that led to a touchdown. If you look at that long pass and against the Vikings. If you look at just essentially the first play of the game, Kyler Murray going however many yards to the house. So there's all these things, but I mean, come on, like losing your kicker, it changed the way they played. They couldn't even, it changed Arizona going for it on 4th down from their own 40 because they knew the Niners didn't have a kicker. Just so many things haven't gone the Niners' way. But I specifically want to address Guru being like the Avengers, and you have one guy out. That one guy was the NFL Offensive Player of the Year last year.
Gotcha.
He wasn't some Joe nobody. Literally, he should have been the MVP. You're talking about quite literally possibly the best player in the league last year is out. Guru, he had 21 touchdowns last year. You divide that by the number of games he played, and that's more than one touchdown per game. You throw 7 points on each of these games that they lost, and they win those games. So,
Telmo, that's
yes,
great.
There's problems. Yeah. I'm not going to say here. The defense hasn't looked as good. Fred Warner was on the field just for the matter of being on the field because I don't think he could have been off the field. I mean, Campbell's a disaster at linebacker. We can talk about that. But once again, because they're missing Dre Greenlaw because of a freak accident. So there's just a lot of things in football that need to go your way, whether it's a deflected pass going for a catch or interception. A fumble rolling 1 foot one way or another means you keep the possession or lose the possession. And this year, things have not gone right. Can this team turn it around and make a run and win the division? Absolutely. So, I mean, there is a lot on the line on Thursday, but I think a lot of things are just overblown at this point.
Yeah, hey, Telmo, real quick, man, you make a lot of valid points. And regardless of what happens Thursday, you're right. The season's not over. But I get what you're saying, but you're fixated on McCaffrey. Nobody's questioning his importance and what he was when he was on the field. But when I personally call Kyle Shanahan a genius or a guy that can dial up plays, when I throw that out there, that means you, I, Evan, and Steiny can get open if he's calling the plays. And when I got the likes of a $30 million receiver and Brandon Ayuk, Debo, an emerging running back who's doing pretty damn well, and George Kittle and Brock Purdy, 9 of 22 and 1 of 6 just this last game against a poor Arizona Cardinal defense, I think that's enough to be upset if I'm a Niner fan that, hey, forget McCaffrey, we got to do our job. And Telmo, I don't think they have, including the coach in the red zone.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Pulled it away. That's not on Shanahan. Shanahan got them down the field. The plays he designed worked.
Well, why would you throw the ball three times from the 2 yard line, Telmo? What if you just thought about handing the ball off to a beast that you got?
Here's the thing.
What about that?
This guy, Ayuk, that everybody was like, give the man the bag, pay him, give him the bag. All these things. Here's the thing. They're running out of field, and here's where McCaffrey makes a big difference. Jordan Mason and stuff. They stack the box. He doesn't go anywhere. We've seen it on failed fourth and shorts this year.
Yeah.
We've seen it on multiple goal line occasions. He doesn't get it. He's good in open field, not when they stack the box. Here's the thing. The receivers, they run out of field. They're good when they have the field and open. Brandon Ayuk can't get that separation with 6 or 7 yards. He needs more time.
All right, Telmo. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I understand how important McCaffrey is. I'm just
you don't.
What do you mean I don't?
Well, because that's why they're 2-3.
What? How long before 2? Good God.
Well, we got a segment coming up now.
I can't wait.
All right. Let's get into it. It's 1 o'clock on a Tuesday, so you know what that means. It's time to bring in Evan Giddings, E.G. It's time for Sounds of the Week. Welcome, Evan.
Steiny and Guru love press conference provocation.
I'm just about that action, boss.
We've got to be the dumbest team in America in terms of playing the game.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
All right, Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care? If we were 2-7, you'd be in a bad mood, too.
I'll tell you, keep talking that and I hope you see me soon. You feel me? And then we're going to have a good little, nice little bowl of gumbo together.
Cannot play with him. Cannot win with him. Cannot coach with him. Can't do it.
Let's step up to the mic and ask, did you catch this around the NFL?
Well, not to kick a man when he's down, but I had to go listen to what turned out to be Robert Saleh's final press conference because, and I think everybody was feeling this way too, based on this answer to the first question in his loss in London, I don't think he expected to get fired this morning. Here's what he had to say.
It's early. We're fine.
Coach, what's your message to Jets fans who came into the season with so much hope gone this offense and might be disappointed through these last couple of 2 minutes?
It's early. We're 5 games in. Obviously, we'd like it to be a lot better, but it's early and we've got a long way to go.
We?
I saw a report today that he was blindsided.
Man.
I believe it.
Evan, you're right.
I believe
the first thing he said was, it's early. And he wasn't wrong, but he was wrong. Man, I just feel bad for him. Seriously. His unit, Steiny, was fourth in the league in defense.
He's
that
the head
was his
coach.
Specialty.
Okay. But he's the head
coach. And the Jets provided Aaron Rodgers with his hand-picked offensive coordinator, okay. And that's the unit that's playing sorry.
Okay. So you've decided in New York it's not Saleh's fault, it's the players. But I thought he didn't hold the players accountable.
Well,
Saleh. You really feel sorry for him?
I do.
Like, even though he still is getting paid?
When was the last time you seen a guy after a euphoric moment go to hug his coach and Aaron Rodgers put the... We knew then he was done. Like, who the hell
Wait,
are
we
you?
We knew Rodgers was done when he
Rodgers,
didn't...
And I know what you used to be, but you're not that now, and you're deflecting, and you just got this dude fired. But just think about that moment. Hey, and Robert had to answer those questions about were they cool? That was real. He is the ultimate Richard, Aaron Rodgers. And you won this. Kudos for you, but I do feel bad for Saleh Steiny.
And yet you ripped the Niners for not going out and getting Aaron Rodgers.
That was years
ago. 5 years ago.
Well, yeah, talk to me. Yeah.
No, I listen. And
go ahead.
We got more sound to get into. Yeah. But the bottom line to me is this is why Kyle Shanahan didn't want a Tom Brady, an Aaron Rodgers. But go ahead.
Yeah. That's a good point.
I agree with you on this one. Yeah. The second one we have is from the Browns post 1-4 start. Couldn't get
we'll
a
see.
Word out of Deshaun Watson, but Myles Garrett I thought was pretty funny when asked about preseason expectations.
With the expectations that you probably have for this game coming into the season, how surprised are you to be in the situation you're in?
I mean, definitely wasn't on my bingo card for how we're going to start the season, but standard doesn't change. The expectations don't change. You know, just got to go get it. Get out the mud now.
That team's done.
Oh.
I can tell by that answer.
I mean, have you
They're
watched?
Done.
Their quarterback's done.
Ah.
And I told you and Evan Friday, I haven't seen a fall from grace from a pro athlete like this. I'm being real.
Yeah.
Since Tiger Woods and his personal business put him on Front Street and he felt like a phony or like, okay, everybody know, whatever. Mm. And I'm not judging. I felt like whatever happened with this massage gate, that's the only thing I could come up with. Steiny, this dude couldn't hit the side of a barn. Amari Cooper looks like he wants to cry every day. I'm all ball 9 yards
then
over his head.
Do me a favor.
Okay.
Then don't criticize Kyle Shanahan for not drafting him back in the day.
We can do to stop. Maybe he didn't have massage gate if he's out
first
here.
First of all, that second one has been wiped clean. That's been settled.
Yeah, that don't even, the
so
damage
he's
is
he's
done.
Clean
yeah,
right
new
now.
Stuff, you got new stuff, but boy, man, I'll give the Browns this, Evan and Steiny. They have not thrown him under the bus at all. They're still saying the company line, we're in it together. But Steiny, if you watch it, and he's running for his life, but still, he is awful.
All right.
By the way, Deshaun Watson, the only player in Week 5 with a worse completion percentage than Brock Purdy.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Uh-oh.
That's not
sorry,
true.
Josh Allen. Josh Allen.
How
well, he's playing concussed.
Because he was 9-for-30.
I'm
Josh
shocked
Allen.
Right now. Okay.
Maybe his expected completion percentage. I'm
Mr.
not so sure.
Fantasy over here.
All right. The third one we have is from, actually, well, this is from after the Cowboys game, but referring to what happened preceding the Cowboys game because there was a 90-minute rain delay.
Yeah.
And CeeDee Lamb was asked about, I don't know, what he did during the 90 minutes. Here's what he had to say.
What do you mean, what I do for 90 minutes? Bro, I was chilling. I'm off my feet, listening to music, watching film.
Damn, CD. Whoa. He didn't ask your social security number, CD. He just asked what you... Dude, that was weird. 90
was.
Minutes. That yeah, just the whole primetime
game? That was the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game finished like 1:30 in the morning Eastern.
That's not good for business.
No. CD a Next. Little testy, huh?
No, he was just laughing.
Give it to us one more time.
Yeah, no, this is good nature.
What do you mean?
What you do for 90 minutes? What you mean, what I do for 90 minutes? Bro, I was chilling. I'm off my feet, listening to music, watching film.
It wasn't that bad of a question, CD.
See, that's the problem with CD.
Like, how did you pass
the time? You can't watch film and listen to music.
Right.
You need to be attentive to the one.
I think he does both, but wow.
All right.
A little testy.
All right.
And then the fourth one was from somewhat of a contentious interaction in the Broncos-Raiders game between Bo Nix and Sean Payton. Now, they won the game running away, but for anyone that was watching the broadcast, they had a disagreement on the sideline. And so Bo Nix was asked about what happened between Payton and him on the sideline after they beat the Raiders.
Bo, there was a very lively conversation with you and Sean Payton after that 45-yard incompletion there. What was going on there, and why were you so heated about it?
Yeah, well, he turned and looked at me and said, I love you, and I turned and said, I love you back.
That's a five. Right. Dude, the media hates that right there, right?
They should hate that.
Dude, but tell us what really went into it.
I'll jump down the media's throat in a minute. Do we have Peyton's answer?
Oh, boy.
Peyton said he said we got to coach the Ferris Bueller out of him.
He did not say that.
He did. Hey, by the way, let me tell you something.
Me or us?
Yeah, I'll just...
Because you got that energy like it's personal.
Wait, he said that?
Who?
What an a-hole. Sean Payton?
Did he say
that?
That's not cool, man.
His quarterback didn't throw him under the bus.
Man.
Hey.
And you did Russell Wilson. We saw what you did to him last year.
This is what I can't stand.
Sean Payton should go coach Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
This is where the media is just a joke. All right? 17 times a game, there are these things where guys get heated because that's the nature of the game.
Okay.
I'm a little weasel reporter. I'm a little weasel reporter. What happened with that little interaction? I'm a weasel reporter. It's like this happens 20 times a game. Now, on the flip side, the media completely missed the boat on, let's say, Draymond Green's punch. Oh, that happens all the time at practice. No, it doesn't. It happens once every seven years at practice.
That was a great pull. You got me on that one.
No, I didn't mean...
CD and Dak got into it Sunday night.
Thank you.
But they didn't... We don't know if it was just, this happens all the time. Half the reporters are saying that, and the other's like, oh, it was something lip reading.
Yeah, they won. They won!
What if he comes out and says my coach is being a D-bag and I can't stand him?
See, he would be...
Then you got to make a decision.
He'd be fine, Denver.
Then you got to make a decision in Denver.
Well, then it's a good question.
I didn't like Sean Payton saying that. Because you're saying so much else.
Well, Nix is a rookie.
By the way, your boy from New England starting this Sunday.
May?
Yeah. No more.
He may do well.
Stein is early, late three.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
Dude, wow.
By the way, do you know bingo? Did you know this about bingo? B-I-N-G-O. Like, any number between 1 and 15 is always going to be a B. Any number between 16 and 30 is always an I. Every number between 30, you see what I'm saying? Up to 75. So, like, you'll never have B-44. Those don't exist.
Huh? It would have to be I don't want to
N-44.
We'll see. Oh, boy.
You think I'm not getting letters from AARP right now?
Man.
You know it.
They tried to send me something.
I'm three weeks away from a regular bingo night. I'm telling you that right now.
You hate I'm still hooping.
Well, if that's what you call it. All right, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
When are you going to get a heart?
I'm done discussing sports.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We'll see.
You want me to cheer you up?
Yes, I would like that.
All right, I can cheer you up. Emmanuel Acho, the facility.
Yep.
Here's what he had to say about the Niners' game plan against the Cardinals.
F that. You give up 216 yards, don't come out the gate and test a run defense. Yeah. If our run defense sucks and you throw the ball, praise God. It was tricky. It wasn't even like it was the very first play of the game. You had Debo in an orbit motion. Mm-hmm. You had Juszczyk who pre-snap motion. Bro, just come out there with a fullback and let's run lead real quick. And let's just see what's popping. Let's see if these linebackers feel like passing. Let's see if these D linemen feel like filling gaps. Let's just come out the gate real quick. Let's run a quick power. Let's run a quick lead and let's see what they're talking about. I'm like, bruh.
That's Emmanuel Acho talking about the Niners getting too cute offensively right off the bat.
I'm going to say this, five straight passes to start the game, but I'm going to say this to you, Stani. That reminded me of the Honey Badger in 2019. You know this verbatim. Said he wanted to send a gift basket to Kyle Shanahan every time they passed a ball in the fourth quarter of that Super Bowl because they could not stop what the Niners were doing on the ground. And that leads me to ask, why would Kyle throw? And that's what Acho was doing there, and that was the outset of the game. But my goodness.
I mean, to me, it's like, I don't want to downplay it. Like, there's no issue here.
Yeah.
But why'd they throw? Because he anticipated they were going to stop the run. Like, that's got to be the only reason, right?
But, yeah, in a sport, and I would know. Shout out Lo Neal, he would. And our guy Ross Tucker, Stoney, but you know when a team can't stop what you're doing.
But what about when you're scripted?
Well, no,
right at the start of a game.
All right, I'll give you that. Like that would be different than the end.
I'm not disagreeing with you about.
But the 15, I'll give it to you. Yeah, why'd you come out pass happy?
I don't know.
And Purdy was off from the beginning. The first throw of the game was an incomplete to Debo, wide open. He was just off, and I wonder what that was about. So, I can't wait for Thursday. Again, just another opportunity for us to learn this team and for them to get, their feet underneath them. But it's imperative, Stoney, they can't go 0-3 in the division.
No, you don't want that to happen. Wow. But
it's not over.
There's no
if they
rules
do.
Against it.
Right.
T-Baby in San Francisco. What's up, T-Baby?
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening?
Hey.
Hey, look here. You on the 2-yard line, and you don't run the fullback. That's crazy. that was bad because that boy, he don't never drop the ball, and he always get a couple yards. And the thing I'm thinking about is, since Robert Saleh is not working, why don't we hire him for 5 games guaranteed? And each game after that, it depends on the defensive stats and our win column. And at the end of the season, when we make it to the playoffs, or he get a little cherry and win a Super Bowl, he get another little cherry. How about that?
Goo, I hear you talking. I get the thought, but I don't think Kyle and company are ready to admit that they made another error. And
definitely not my bingo card.
Yeah, and for that to happen, Kyle would have to say, man, I really, shout out Shasky, I really butchered this defensive coordinator hire 2 years in a row. And, there's going to be some people out there standing. I think I may be one of them. Hey, guys, it's only 5 games in. Relax. I'll get this fixed.
Yeah, get him in here on the bye week.
But I guess my bigger point is, why do you need him? Because if you need him, you're admitting that Staley / Sorensen wasn't the right move.
Okay.
And that Sorensen was never a defensive coordinator previously.
Well, that gets back to the age-old question. If you think you made a mistake, do you try to fix it as soon as you realize it's a mistake?
Well, let's put another rat on the table. I get that. If you're Robert Saleh, now you just want to get away. You're mad as hell. You didn't deserve to get fired. You're fired. The last thing you're doing is putting on uniform the same year. Come on, man. He probably wants to, Southwest. Want to get away?
Nick's in Berkeley. What's up, Nick? How you doing?
Hey, man. If you like I said, man, like to Alamo, to Guru's point, and to T-Baby, dude, I mean, like, our fullback has 0 runs this year. I mean, how is Purdy the second leading rusher on our team? It's ridiculous. If you'd have told me that, I would have lost my mind. And let me tell you something, man. When you're on a 2-yard line, give it to Juszczyk and pound it forward. Another little thing, we missed the field goal against the Vikings, cost us the game. With, like, our receivers, we were always running out of bounds when we had the lead. How about just lay down and milk the clock a little bit more? A couple little things like that, man. We're losing games at the very end. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Why does our fullback have 0 rushes? Please tell me.
You don't want to hear my answer.
And I don't like Brock Purdy being the second leading rusher. Wow.
I wonder how unusual that is.
Well, if you're Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, it's not at all. You understand all right. that. But all of a sudden, and again, I've commended Brock Purdy for using his legs, but I know it's half the time it's not by design. And I was always telling you who's the relief to the who's going to spell the backup? Who's the backup to the backup? And it's kind of funny, Garindo's getting some touches, but man, Stoney, I don't think that's good for business.
I want to challenge you on something you said earlier about Robert Saleh.
Okay.
That he didn't deserve to be fired.
All right.
He was 20-36.
No, I hear you. Now you do understand.
4-13, 7-10, 7-10, 2-3.
Now
20-36.
He never had a quarterback.
36.
So if he was good enough to get to last year and Aaron Rodgers got hurt, why would you pull the plug on the experiment 5 games in is all that.
Because it's no longer an experiment when you're 20-36.
Even if what about Kyle, his early years when he inherited a mess at quarterback?
Had 2 bad years. This guy's now on his 4th bad year.
Well, that's not a bad year yet. It's still 5 games in. But, Steiner, that's the whole thing. Aaron Rodgers made him get fired. And Aaron Rodgers.
He had no success before Aaron Rodgers.
His specialty is a defensive coordinator. This defense is balling, and it did last year as well.
So he has no bearing on the offense.
Well, Rodgers handpicked Paul Hackett. He told them, this is my offensive coordinator. Dude was a bum. We know this.
They stink.
I can't defend his overall record, but Steiner, why would you give up on him now?
Because there are problems, clearly.
And Aaron Rodgers is your biggest one. And how did he skate? Because that's why it looks bad. The optics look bad.
Actually, they don't look bad to me.
Aaron throws 3 interceptions, cost you the game in London, and you run the coach.
4-3, like,
I can't defend that.
Here's my question. Yeah. Like, what organization in pro football would 20-36 be okay? None.
My question is, why? How did he last this long? Why did you fire him now?
Because it's apparent right now.
You didn't have. The quarterback got hurt last year. So that's a mulligan, right?
No.
Yeah, when Rodgers went down, it was over, Steiney.
Okay. Well, when.
And you kept him around because you said, okay, he'll be healthy.
Okay.
I like what. We got something. We're ready to take off.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. If you were in New York, you would not be saying this. You wouldn't. Like, 20-36? I don't care the circumstances. You've had 4 years, and now you do have your quarterback, and you still look like a team that's not going to be successful.
Well, you inherited a mess, okay? You went and got Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers got hurt year one.
All right.
So this is
and
really
now they're
truly
2-3. Now they're 2-3,
yeah,
and they're off to a terrible
with
start.
With 12 more games left. That doesn't constitute, you know some shenanigans are going on. He's got the power.
That's why he got fired.
Aaron Rodgers has the power.
The reason he got fired
was the fall guy.
The reason he got fired now is because they still think their situation is salvageable. But if they didn't fire him, they felt like we're going nowhere.
Wow.
20-36?
Yeah. No.
It's just because it's the Jets, though.
No.
You wouldn't tolerate that for any other team, but you feel like it's the Jets.
We always do this when a coach takes over a mess, and you do it with Kyle the early years. So they went and got Aaron Rodgers.
It's year 4 for him.
Okay, so how did he last this long if he didn't inherit a mess? Because ownership knew you took over a mess. So we go get you Aaron Rodgers. He gets hurt year 1, and now 5 games in? No, Rodgers' bum ass got him fired.
That's what you say.
I can't defend the man.
Thank you.
But you understand the first 2 years of that was a mulligan.
Okay.
And they went out and gifted him Aaron Rodgers, and he got hurt game 1.
I thought it was a results-oriented business.
Eventually, it's that.
20-36.
Okay. Did he deserve more than 5 games?
No.
2-3 is not 2-8.
First of all, I have no idea. I just am looking at him. It's like, here's the other funny thing. Boy, they've got rid of Saleh. What's his second year? No, it's his 4th.
Right.
It's his 4th year.
But really, his first year with the new quarterback. And they're 2-3.
Okay.
So the
and they've
Jets,
looked terrible.
The last guy, 1978, it was Lou Holtz, the last Jet head coach that got fired in season.
Right.
Did it really count? Is 2-3 really unfixable? 2-3.
I'm not in that organization.
All right. But
I got to believe that they felt like Saleh had lost the team. in some way.
Well, yeah, the best player doesn't like you.
Well, then you got to get along with the best player.
Well, if your best player is an ass, that's tough to do. I'm not saying Robert Saul is a great head coach, but to be fair, the 3 years that Kyle Shanahan didn't have his quarterback, he was 16-32.
Man.
And I think he would have gotten fired had he not backed up those years with really good years.
But he got the opportunity for the really good years.
In the middle of those years was a run to a Super Bowl defeat.
Right.
But that was the 1 year where he had a healthy quarterback.
I understand that.
But, who was his pick?
Well, here's what we would say. Didn't Salah draft Zach Wilson?
He's a defensive guy. Why would he be the one to make the overarching choice on who his quarterback
his
was going to be?
His defense, since he's been there, Stoddard, they've been balling.
They've been top specialty. Five the last 3 years.
Okay. What if I said you guys are proving my point? He's a defensive coordinator. That's what he is.
So offense is your problem. How does that constitute me getting fired?
Because you're the head coach.
Okay, but I'm not the offensive coordinator. We gave our star quarterback his personal own offensive coordinator. How does that constitute me getting fired?
Because maybe Saleh wanted. Do you think Saleh wanted Rodgers?
No, well, I don't think they.
I bet he did.
I don't think Rodgers likes him.
Well, that's
and we see it, and he got him fired.
Right, and there's nothing to see here because players always win that.
We can see how unfair it is that he got fired 5 games.
I don't think it's unfair.
I do.
He didn't win. He never won.
Yeah, and he didn't even come close to winning. He didn't think he mattered most, and that was kissing Aaron Rodgers' ass.
That's dumb. Yeah. Then that's a dumb coach. Forgive me, but you got to get along with your quarterback. If you want to bring in Aaron Rodgers, this is where I differ from you. I agree. Kyle Shanahan would not want to coach Aaron Rodgers. Right. Well, Robert Saleh obviously said, let's go, let's do it.
He had no choice.
Oh, they shoved him down? So he didn't want Rodgers?
Come on, man.
Wait. So Robert Saleh would have rather had whatever quarterback this situation than get Aaron Rodgers?
He didn't know what he was getting in Aaron Rodgers.
Well, then he should be fired.
Because Aaron Rodgers basically cost him his job.
Well, that's what you say. I say 4-13, 7-10, 7-10.
But do you think Aaron Rodgers is an ass?
I think two things can be true. One guy deserved to get fired. The other guy's an ass.
I mean, the general manager's been there for 6 years.
Okay, fire him.
Why does he skate?
I don't know. I'm just saying the guy was 20-36, and now all of a sudden we're saying that's unfair. It's like, okay, I know this is different, but like, how many guys get the last 20-36 games?
Well, he got a new car, Robert Saleh did, we'll say that, and Aaron Rodgers got hurt the first game. So that constituted him skating the whole year because it was a messy
quarterback.
But my point
is they missed Aaron.
The next year, he's done.
They got nothing good.
Yeah, they got something.
See,
and they got a damn good defense.
This is where I disagree with you.
The quarterback does not like the head coach, and he got him ran.
Well,
that's
your opinion.
Yeah, but you're giving me math after the fact.
Well, first of all, you're saying 5 games in? It's not 5 games in. It's 56 games in. And they didn't have Aaron Rodgers last year, and they weren't very good. They have Aaron Rodgers this year. They're still not very good, and they feel like Saleh can't get it done.
And well, Aaron Rodgers is not playing very good. They're like this thing.
I'm not saying
I'm not done with the Jets. They're playing bad, but I wouldn't have ran them. But he got ran because your boy called the shot.
Hey. Then don't bring him in if you can't coach him.
And I'm sure Robert Saleh's at a bar somewhere or telling his spouse or his best friend, man, this dude stabbed me in the back. Not what I thought it was going to be.
I mean,
but I'm giving
welcome to pro sports.
Yeah, but I'm letting you know the 56 games.
Coaches lose battles with players of Rodgers' stature.
Yeah.
So read the room.
And I'm being consistent because I've never liked Rodgers. That's all. But there's no Steiny. He lasted this long in 5 games in after they lose on national TV in London where Rodgers played arguably his worst game. That there's no connection. We needed a fall guy, not my play. And like I said, he really lost me when he went for the hugs, Donnie, on national TV, and Aaron Rodgers put up the double back up.
20-36. You know who I am. I mean, seriously. Like, could you imagine?
Well, take off the other five. So now if you're telling me if they were 4-1, he would have kept his job?
Probably.
No, Steiny.
Of course. Nah. Of course he would have kept his job if they were 4-1.
If it was really that toxic or he was really that bad at his gig, they would have had a new coach starting.
You better hope they don't win 5 in a row.
They can.
Oh, but I mean, they wouldn't have made the right decision.
It's not all Saleh's fault. That's all I'm saying.
Of course it's not, but he deserved to get fired.
And they could have won five in a row with Robert Saleh.
But they didn't, and they haven't ever
come close.
Well, he
didn't have the opportunity to get back off the mat.
Who?
Robert Saleh. He should have won. Won Sunday. Aaron Rodgers threw the interceptions.
Okay. Well, but so we don't question Saleh's play calling.
No,
like
you can do that.
Like
all day.
We question Kyle Shanahan's.
You can do that all day.
Well, maybe they should have. Maybe they should have run
this conversation down with Kyle Shanahan's record the first 2 years.
Guru, see, that he, 2 years
he was
and he won.
Luxury.
Two
he
years
didn't have
and
an
he won.
Aaron Rodgers
this
to
guy,
say get rid
right,
of him.
Right.
Of get rid of me.
This is his fourth year. Kyle had already been to a Super Bowl at this by
right,
this
but
point.
But Stoney, when you
so
take over rebuilding or you know,
which is what Kyle did. And he turned it around in 3 years.
Because he got the opportunity, too.
Well, this guy's had 3 years.
Yeah, but
he's had more than that.
This is his fifth game.
How was the 49ers quarterback situation when Kyle got here?
And I'm going to tell you that it was bad, just like his record, right?
Thank you.
But they knew.
Oh, then they got Garoppolo and it all switched?
They didn't hire him to go 15-1 with a mess. They gave him the luxury of rebuilding it. You know this.
That's
right. You're just trolling.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
In 2 years, Kyle
because you never said Robert Saleh should be fired.
Of course he should be
now
fired.
Now you're front running.
No,
like you,
this, is,
and,
no this is what you do.
What's everybody up in arms
this,
about?
This is
no,
what you do.
You're front running.
No.
Now you're trying to say Saleh had no. He, come on, Steiny.
20 and 36, and you're going to stick up for
Aaron
a guy
Rodgers
you got no pulse on.
No, I'm not Aaron
Rodgers. You got
Rodgers.
No pulse on
Aaron
that team.
Aaron Rodgers got him fired more than his record. That's the bottom line. Because if it was bad.
Let me explain something to you.
Go ahead.
Let me explain something. Kyle Shanahan came here. He didn't win for 2 years.
Right.
They had no quarterback. They get Garoppolo. He goes to the Super Bowl in year three.
Gotcha.
This is his fourth year. Saleh's fourth year. He's 20 and 36. There's no sign of a turnaround. And if
how
a team,
can you say that?
Because they fired him, clearly.
Yeah.
If they thought they could turn it around, they probably wouldn't have fired
but
him.
But you're, Stan, I feel like you're being blind to the fact that they fired him because his quarterback didn't like him. And it's okay. We've seen, you just
no, it's
said,
not okay.
We've seen athletes
you
get
said
their coach
he didn't,
fired.
You said he didn't deserve to get fired. And I'm saying, why would you say that?
Because had he not threw three interceptions a couple days ago, they might be 3-2.
Okay.
But he probably would have got fired.
But they're not.
Steiny, read the room. Rodgers doesn't like him. It's okay.
No, but this is what happens. Because it's the New York Jets.
Right. What does that got to do with it?
Because they're the Jets and they're a joke, we think, Saleh did a pretty good job. The Jets are a joke. They went 20 and 36. No other city would they be okay with a team going 20 and 36 over 3.5 years. Like, don't read it. Like, there's nothing to see. He didn't win.
The Jets were in all their games last year, Steiny, with nothing at quarterback,
okay.
And they all knew
well,
it.
Then let's give the 49ers credit
Rodgers,
for staying close in games.
This has nothing to do with the Niners.
Of course it does.
You are bypassing, like, I have nothing for his overall record. You're right. But, Steiny, they knew
the
what
only
time
thing that
it
matters.
Was. They knew what time it was. For him to come in this year knowing, hey, I get the luxury of Aaron Rodgers for 17 games, so I thought, we know what it is. It was your lack of relationship with Rodgers.
Then he deserves
like
to
you.
Be fired.
Right. Right.
If he doesn't have a relationship with his head, with his
well,
number
I'm
one
not
quarterback,
giving that 40-year-old
what are
quarterback
we doing?
That looks 45 on the field
well,
and just costs us the game, I'm not giving in to his, like, the power is waning to me.
Do you think Saleh wanted Rodgers or not?
Yes.
Okay. They
yes,
better get
did.
Along with him.
Well,
and that's one reason you get fired, is because you don't get along with your star player. But Rodgers is a pain. We all know he's a pain. We know that. I mean,
So, I get it.
I mean,
but we can end it with this. So, you know, if they had a better relationship, you don't believe Saleh would have got fired. Had he had a better relationship with Aaron Rodgers, he would be coaching this weekend. I know that.
I don't know.
I believe that for a fact.
I have
he
no
lost
idea.
That battle. You're right. He
I
lost
have no
that battle.
Idea what the frustration level inside that organization is for 4-13, 7-10,
well,
7-10
for all that.
And now we're off to another bad start.
Right. And so Aaron Rodgers has to be responsible for his lackluster play early. Okay, you got hurt last year, but Steiny, we all laughed Everybody did. When Robert Saleh, forget the names, head coach goes to give his quarterback a hug.
Okay.
And that right there told me, I go, damn, Rodgers, you didn't have to do him like that. Maybe you don't like him, but he did him like that. But this was worse. He got him ran.
You know what they're saying probably in New York? He's a defensive coordinator. He had no business being a head coach. He's a rah-rah guy on the sidelines. That doesn't work with a guy like Aaron Rodgers.
But right there, if the defense is number 4 or 5 in the league, he's doing his job.
You know what?
He's
letting Fire him and let him go to be defensive coordinator of the Jets.
But yeah,
I mean, like, if you're the head coach, you're responsible for everything. I don't know. I just...
When you throw for 5 touchdowns and you're balling Stoney like old Aaron Rodgers and you want him ran, I get it. But when you're at the end and you're looking old and you get him ran, that's what I don't – that just makes me down on Aaron Rodgers more. That's all.
Well, maybe if Saleh would have had a successful season or two first, he wouldn't have been fired. Maybe it's like, wait a minute.
Well, they wouldn't have needed Rodgers in because they would have had something to answer at quarterback.
Well, that's my point. He didn't win with or without him. Oh, we got crossover coming up. I just
But Evan won the convo, Stoney.
I do have a problem with us being 3,000 miles away, and
Saleh
did not deserve to be fired.
But nowadays, Stoney, where you're never really 3,000 miles away because the Jets are forced down our throat, and you don't need to live there to kind of know what's going on. But the bottom line is, I honestly believe he got a raw deal. That's all. I'll give you 32 games when we know we're restarting over and we miss with our quarterback from BYU.
Would it change your mind at all? And I'm not saying it's true. If I would say to you, you know, 90% of Jets fans thought he should be fired. And I'm not saying it's true, but would that change an opinion?
It would mean something.
All right. I don't know how they feel.
But I love you for showing me a different side of you real quick about you're not scoffing at my notion that he's mainly fired because his lack of relationship with Rodgers.
Right, which is all on the coach. Mm. Because Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. And you knew the kind of guy you were going to have to coach. And if you wanted him in your organization, you should have been prepared to have to deal with him in a certain way. And, like, to me, Saleh does kind of reek of a defensive coordinator. We got crossover time coming up on the other side. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.